From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Rhode Island is awash in floodwaters, its worst in 200 years after the big northeast rainstorm. Warwick resident Doug LeDuc says he can hardly get his mind around what's happened.
Unbelievable. Never see this again. No, I don't want to see it again.
Rhode Island is worst hit of all the northeast states, with hundreds of homes and businesses evacuated, sewer systems overwhelmed, and many roads, including parts of Interstate 95, flooded out. Other states are struggling to recover from the storm and flooding, too. Forecasters say floodwaters probably will not subside before the weekend is out. Today is Census Day, which is basically a way to remind Americans to mail in their census forms promptly. In New York City, history shows residents need all the reminding they can get. Here's reporter Arun Venugopal of member station WNYC.
New Yorkers are bad at the census. In 2000, only 57% of city households mailed in their forms, 15% less than the national average. This time, only about 37% have mailed in their forms so far, compared to 52% nationally. That's frustrated Mayor Michael Bloomberg and other city leaders, who have mounted a major outreach effort to the city's immigrant and minority populations. Numerous meetings have been held to educate residents and convince them that filling out the census would benefit them by providing money to their local schools and hospitals. If response rates don't improve, the city stands to lose hundreds of millions of dollars in federal funding. For NPR News, I'm Arun Venugopal in New York.
President Obama is heading out again today to promote the benefits of the new health care legislation. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the president will speak in Portland, Maine, a state whose two Republican senators voted against the measure.
This year, the new health care law will give small businesses a tax credit if they provide health insurance to their workers. By 2014, small employers will also be able to buy insurance on new statewide exchanges. White House spokesman Bill Burton says the president will highlight those benefits as he continues to try to sell the health care law to a skeptical American public.
He'll be talking about some of the benefits that small businesses will get in the short term and the long term. You'll see the president travel and talk about it. You'll see members of the administration talking about it. We're going to continue to make sure the American people know exactly what's in this bill for them and when it comes into effect.
Maine Senators Olympia Snowe and Susan Collins complain the health care law will penalize businesses with more than 50 workers if they fail to provide health insurance. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The president says new auto fuel efficiency rules to be signed today will save 1.8 billion barrels of oil. His comments come as he opens large sections of East Coast offshore areas to oil drilling, which has angered environmentalists. Republicans say the president hasn't gone far enough in opening up new drilling opportunities. Mr. Obama says it's a tough but good decision and adds he wants to get past what he characterizes as the same old discussions. This is NPR News. The man who killed a Kansas abortion provider faces sentencing today in Wichita. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports Scott Roeder is planning to call anti-abortion activists as character witnesses.
Kansas prosecutors are seeking life without the possibility of parole for 50 years in this case, instead of 25 years. But some who oppose abortion, including David Leach of Iowa, say that's too harsh.
It's quite a stretch to even ask for the hard 50. There's supposed to be aggravating circumstances, like it's something other than just an ordinary murder in order to qualify for this.
Prosecutors who tried to keep the abortion issue out of the trial do cite aggravating circumstances, including evidence that Roeder stalked Tiller for years and admitted he attempted to kill the doctor several times before he finally pulled the trigger last May. Abortion rights advocates say a stiff sentence is crucial to preventing future violence against providers. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says unemployment will remain unacceptably high for some time to come, even though the economy is starting to improve. And he tells NBC TV the administration understands anger over corporate bailouts while individuals can't find jobs. But he says President Obama, continuing action started by President Bush, made the right decisions.
He had to decide whether he was going to act to fix it or stand back, because it would be might be more popular not to have to do that kind of stuff, and that would have been calamitous for the American economy. Much, much worse than what we went through already.
The government will report on last month's employment figures tomorrow. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.